Let's go to Greece, where the Coast Guard says the bodies of 16 people have been recovered in two separate migrant boat sinkings, with several more feared missing. Daphne Tolis is a reporter based in Athens. Daphne, two incidents, it appears. Tell us what's known.
Good morning from Athens, Greece. Yes, two incidents were reported early this morning. One of them is off the island of Lesbos, in the eastern part of the Aegean Sea. We have actually 17 people confirmed so far. The 17 bodies have been recovered, 16 women, and one is reported to be a man, and maybe a minor as well, so under 18. All these people were on a plastic boat. They reported that there were 40 people on this rubber dinghy that left the shores of Turkey and tried to cross the Aegean Sea to arrive to the island of Lesbos. But on the way, they encountered gale force winds, 8 BF in the Beaufort scale, like 35 knots. So this boat capsized, and there's still a massive operation underway to find any more missing people. Some people have been already transferred to the hospital in Mytilene, the capital of the Greek island of Lesbos, the survivors. And on the other hand, we have the shipwreck of Kythira Island, where a sailing vessel, not a plastic boat, a sailing bigger vessel, with according to some testimonies from the people on board, there were 95 people on this boat. 80 have been rescued so far, and there's another major operation underway to find at least 15 people that are missing.
So it sounds as if there may be more fatalities, and as you say, 16 bodies recovered so far.
17 from Lesbos.
17, yes. From Lesbos. How has because this unfortunately is a familiar pattern, but how has this issue of people trying to escape, usually people of African origin, over the Aegean into Greece, how has that been going so far this year?
So we've had a slight uptick in arrivals so far. So over 10,000 people have been registered, have arrived and have been registered in Greece, compared to 8,700 the past year. So compared to 2015 and 2016, there is a dramatic increase, very big decrease, sorry, of people, of arrivals. In 2015, we had an average of 2,000 or 3,000 people arriving per day. So, but now we've seen an uptick of, we've seen an increase in arrivals of people from, as you said, you know, African origin, that have been in Turkey and are trying to reach the islands, the Greek islands, or trying to cross from the land border with Turkey.
Well, thank you very much indeed for filling us in on that. That's reporter Daphne Tolis from Athens.